My grandmother was Nettie May. That's a beautiful name, isn't it? She was a little lady. She was just full of spirit, though. I remember when I was a kid, maybe 10 or 11 years old, going fishing with her way out in the country, outside of Blue Ridge, Texas. She would drive my cousin and I in this old Chevrolet pickup out to the fields where our grandfather was working, usually driving a tractor. Seems like it was always hot, but we were used to it. And you see, the breeze would blow, and that sweaty shirt that I was wearing felt almost cold in the wind. I can't begin to describe, too, how wonderful her dinners were. Simple country food, all made fresh. I feel all those sensations right now. What I didn't realize is what I was experiencing, and I think I was experiencing a picture-perfect moment. You see, it was the efforts of my grandparents that allowed me and my cousin to have such joy in those moments. I didn't know it at the time, but my grandparents were not wealthy people. They had stresses that they faced, such as the summer rains that would wash away a crop that was being financed by the bank, and they shielded me from all that, I guess. They were focused more on showing me and my cousin that they cared for us, they loved us so much, and that life in that moment for us was going to be safe, and it was going to be happy and full of love. Maybe we as motorcycle riders need to remember to keep our eyes open all the time for those picture-perfect moments that are very likely all around us all the time. So for today's episode, I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to be grateful for right now. Grateful for those who have taken care of us in the past and those who take care of us now. For what we have in the garage, our motorcycles that we so love to ride. But in addition to being grateful, let's also prepare ourselves. Let's set it as a goal for this coming years to impact the lives of those people around us, those we come in contact with, on the bike and off. Let's try and help others to experience their own picture-perfect moment. Let's talk about that. Thank you for joining me today.
Recorded in beautiful Loveland, Colorado, welcome to Peace Love Moto, the podcast for motorcyclists seeking that peaceful, easy feeling as we cruise through this life together. Are you ready? Let's go.
I could hear the yelling coming from outside, even as I was inside paying the cashier. She was yelling that loud. It was about two summers ago. I'd stopped at a gas station to fill the tank on my bike, and I stepped inside to grab a soda for later, and I heard the yelling outside. I opened the door, and I saw a beat-up old car that had pulled up in the slot, the opposite side of the gas pump from where I had pulled up. Even as I approached, with me standing just 5 feet away from them, there next to my bike, she continued to yell using the most terrible language, awful profanity. The lady in that car was yelling at three children who sat across the back seat. As she continued to yell, with me standing right there, I instinctively peered over to have a look at the kids, little kids. The oldest one was probably just 8 or 9 years old. And when I did, the oldest little boy, he glanced over at me, only for a second. Then his eyes were back on his mother, who continued not just to yell, but just to scream at them. For what? I don't know. We've talked about in past episodes the fun, the pure joy of waving at a little kid in the car next to us when we're on our bikes. And they're clearly just telling mom and dad, hey, there's somebody on a motorcycle waving at me. That's cool. But I was reminded this day that not all kids go around with a smile on their face. Not all kids feel safe and loved like I did back with my grandparents. That day at the gas station was just shocking. It was so sad. It opened my eyes to a less than cheerful world that so many children and desperate adults too are faced with right here in my own community and certainly all around the world. People who most certainly are not and maybe have not ever experienced what we might call a picture-perfect moment. I know that what that lady was doing was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. I could have said something. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. In this case, maybe doing something was the right thing to do. I don't know. Would it have helped? Probably not. Probably would have made things worse. And for that matter, who am I to judge her? A person who acts in that way, I assume, has been living, maybe is living, a terrible life, at least in that very moment. May I fast forward to just 2 weeks ago? I wasn't on my bike this time. I was simply inside a small store here in town. As I passed the single cashier who was working there, I saw that he was talking with a customer. Well, more like just listening. That customer was venting about something. He wasn't acting at all like the lady I described a moment ago, but he was certainly not happy, and he was venting his frustration to that lone cashier who just stood there staring at him. I just walked on past to do my shopping and didn't hear what the customer was saying, but he was definitely a bit loud. When I found what I needed, that customer had already left. I found myself face to face with the cashier. Just he and I were there, no other customers around. He appeared to be of Middle Eastern descent, maybe 40 years old. I didn't mention a word about the other customer who seemed to be so upset about something, but I was intentional about giving the cashier a genuine smile. And I said something like, how are you today? My name is Ron, and I stuck out my hand for a handshake. As we stood there alone in that store, the cashier looked right at me. He took my hand and he said, thank you for being so kind to me. I was struck by his openness and sincerity. He knew that I knew what had just gone on. I felt genuine love from this stranger, this man I just walked up to. I felt it. I felt compelled and comfortable to put my other hand on his, and I told him that I'm sorry for whatever you've just gone through with that other customer. He responded by putting his other hand on top of mine. And he just said, thank you. You know, I'm convinced that we have to have joy in our lives in order to give joy to other people. And that's a big, big part of my motivation for having a podcast called Peace, Love, Moto. I'm convinced of that. We can share the joy that we experience, that we gain from this thing we just love, this motorcycling thing. We can share that joy with other people in a lot of different ways. Maybe it's just a smile and a wave, but maybe it's just telling somebody that we care. As we're approaching a holiday season, for many of us, this is a season of hope and of love. Perhaps with this incredible blessing that we have, again, to ride motorcycles, to have one in the garage, to have the physical and mental capabilities to ride it, to experience freedom and joy and an escape. maybe we need to be more aware of the suffering all around us. So for so many people who don't have anything like that, to be hyper aware when we have the opportunity to virtually or physically reach out our hand to somebody, we should do it. To provide help and maybe just a little bit of hope for somebody who's so much less fortunate than we are. Just seeing your smile may be the perfect, picture-perfect moment that someone else desperately needs right now. As always, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for caring for others. Until we visit again, I wish you peace. I wish you love.